the calamity threatens to befall a people, the scholars will know. And but if a hardship or a calamity is plotted and planned, it is the ignorant people who will know it.
يقول ابن كثير ان الفتنة اذا اقبلت يعني من حين تقبل وتظهر بوادرها يعرف العلماء انها فتنة لكن متى يعرف الجهال انها فتنة ما يعرفون انها من قبل من حين تقبل وتظهر بوادرها لكن اذا ادبرت وولد الناس فيها عرفوا انها فتنة بعد ان تدبر وحينئذ لا تنفع معرفتهم لان الناس قد ولجوا وتلطخوا بها. ونختم حديثنا بذكر بعض العلماء الذين أجمع المسلمون على هدايتهم ودرايتهم.
And so we will conclude our lecture by mentioning some of the scholars about whom all the Muslims are in agreement about concerning their guidance and their knowledge and learning. And I mention
just a small example and not mentioning the
على رأس هؤلاء سماحة الشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز حفظه الله تعالى.
Among them is His Excellency the Sheikh عبد العزيز بن باز.
والعلامة الشيخ محمد الصالح العثيمي.
And the learned scholar and Sheikh محمد بن صالح بن عثيمين.
كذلك الشيخ العلامة المحدث محمد ناصر الدين الألباني.
And also the scholar and great محدث Sheikh Muhammad Nasir Nasiruddin Al Albani.
كذلك الشيخ صالح بن فوزان Al Fawzan.
And also Sheikh Ibn Salih Al Fawzan.
وهكذا وغيرهم كثير. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يرزقنا حفظ الأدب مع علمائنا وأن يرزقنا أداء حقوقهم. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
And this brings us, there are other scholars. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would help us to benefit from their knowledge. And we give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace and greetings upon our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
From Dawood. We'll take questions now up until inshallah ta'ala as the program is running a little behind, but that's alhamdulillah, we'll not let too late, up until 3:45. What I'd request of the sisters, if you could start preparing your questions for Sheikh Ali Hassan and Brother Abu Anna for the question and advice session that is going to be exclusively for the sisters. Please can you get your questions and everything ready for that particular topic at 3:45. Up until now, any questions from the sisters for Abu Anas now again will be in right written form, inshallah ta'ala. And the brothers, you can put it in either written form or you can raise your hand and wait until the mic is passed to you, this particular mic that I'm holding now. Unfortunately, the brothers downstairs, we can't pass the mic downstairs, so you're going to have to write your questions down, inshallah. And thereafter, Abu Anas. Can we keep the questions to the subject? We've got time to ask, and there are also going to be questions from yesterday's seminar, which I dealt with correctly. First question, coming from the brother here.
You mentioned during the talk that the ulama are at the same level as the tab. And I want to question this because we know the hadith when Hamza mentioned that the best of my ummah is this generation. And
I did not say that they are in the same lineage, but maybe the translation was not that accurate. I say they have the same right in this sense, like their companions, not to be to mention their whichever bad we think or we know about them. we just forget these things and we don't mention it, like we don't mention what has happened between some of the companions. This clear and understood, right? You want some knowledge about Sheikh Mutimi?
No.
Sheikh Muhammad Salih Al-Taymin, حفظه الله تعالى, تتلمذ على يد جماعة من العلماء, منهم العلامة الشيخ محمد الشيخ عبد الرحمن السعدي, تتلمذ على يديه قريبا من 13 سنة, والشيخ محمد العلامة المفسر الأصولي محمد الأمين الشنقيطي رحمه الله تعالى, والشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز حفظه الله تعالى تتلمذ على يديه وقرأ على يديه صحيح البخاري وبعضا من كتب شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية, كذلك الشيخ عبد العزيز المطوع والشيخ علي الصالحي, وحفظ القرآن على جده من أمه الشيخ عبد الرحمن الدامغ رحمه الله تعالى, وحفظ القرآن وزاد المستقنع وألفية بن مالك ولم يجاوز 15 من عمره, وفاق أقرانه من طلاب الشيخ لفرط ذكائه ولحفظه ولتفرغه حفظه الله تعالى, مع أنه كان من أصغرهم سنة.
Sheikh mentioned a couple of things, inshallah, I'll try to mention as much as I can. He mentioned that the Sheikh took knowledge from a number of scholars, amongst them the famous Sheikh Abd al-Rahman ibn Sa'di, and he took knowledge from him for a period of 13 years. And Sheikh Abd al-Rahman Sa'di is very well known, and he has many works, and was a great scholar who passed away approximately. And also, last generation, and also from the scholar, Sheikh Muhammad, scholar Tafsir, the Quran, Muhammad Al-Amin al-Shafiqi, and also as well, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz, who he took from him, studying Hadith, as Sheikh Bukhari and others, and then he works for Sheikh Muhammad in Tainia. And another scholar of his was Sheikh Abdul Salih. And then the Sheikh also mentioned that he learned the Quran from his
grandmother.
From his grandmother. And then he, at a very early age, memorized the Quran and many other books of faith and others. And he had done this at the age of 15.
أراد الشيخ عبد الرحمن السعدي ولي هو التدريس وصار خليفة للشيخ في الجامع الكبير في عنيزة, وولي الإمامة والخلافة هناك أكبر منه مشايخ في العمر والسن, لكن الشيخ فاقهم بسعة علمه وذكائه حفظه الله تعالى.
And after the passing away of Sheikh Abd al-Rahman bin Sa'di رحمه الله, he took the position and became the main teacher in a university in Unayza, which is an area in Qasim in Saudi Arabia, bearing this with knowledge for the fact that at that time there were many other great scholars of, who were older than him. But due to the Sheikh's excellence in his knowledge and his memorization and other virtues he had, had excellent effect excelled him.
والشيخ حفظه الله تعالى زاهد في المناصب التي عرضت عليه, فقد عرض عليه القضاء قضاء الإحسان في عهد الشيخ محمد بن إبراهيم آل الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى ورفضه, وبعد وفاة الشيخ عبد الله بن حميد, وكان الشيخ عبد الله بن حميد المفتي العام للمملكة وكان رئيس محكمة تنيز بمكة, عرض أن يلي المنصب بعد الشيخ عبد الله بن حميد رحمه الله تعالى وأن يتولى رئاسة محكمة تنيز بمكة, ورأى على هذه المناصب وفرغ نفسه لتدريس العلم ولائه للطلب.
The Sheikh was very clear and strong on his approach to what he likes to do in terms of his daily activities, in the sense that he clearly distinctly
refuse to take any part and taking the position of a judge due to the fact that he spent much more time in teaching and writing. And they mentioned many examples where there are positions open to him in which the Shaykh will refuse.
كذلك الشيخ فرغ نفسه لتدريس الطلاب فهو الوحيد الذي يدرس في كل يوم ويدرس أيضا في الصيف في حال إغلاق المدارس يدرس الطلبة في الصباح من الساعة 8 إلى الساعة 11 يدرس بخمسة دروس متواصلة دون كلل أو تعب أو ملل.
And also Sheikh is one of the unique scholars who totally give themselves up to the students and he's constantly teaching them and every single day in fact. And also he organized certain times like in the summer where there is extensive studying.
وهو محب لطلابه يتفقد أحوالهم ويزوج من كان منهم معسرة ويدد الحج على أداء حجه ويمده بالمال ويقضي ديون الغارمين من طلابه ويتفقد أحوالهم ويسأل أحواله وله عمارة مقابل الجامع الكبير وقف لله عز وجل لطلابه الذين يطلبون العلم عليه وهو الآن يبني عمارة أخرى مجاورة لهذه العمارة لأن العمارة قد ازدحمت بالطلاب.
And the Sheikh is very beloved among the students and in fact expressed concerning them and has detailed knowledge of their situation and circumstances. He in fact helps them out in various ways. Amongst that, people who are need to get married or have a debt or do not have nowhere to stay. In fact, there is a building there which he has put there as a trust, which students of knowledge actually live there and learn. And in fact, there's another one which will be, inshallah, put up soon, as this one is completely full now.
والشيخ معروف بمناصحة ولاة الأمور سرا ويجلس إليهم ولا يبدي ذلك علانية. وكذلك الشيخ معروف حفظه الله بالحج كل سنة يحج وأيضا معروف بالصيام الأيام البيض فدائما ما يذهب ليفطر ثم يأتي ليكمل الدرس وأيضا معروف له بقيام الليل يتلو آيات من كتاب الله ويذاكر وكان بكاء في صلاته حتى أن المسجد في صلاة الكسوف كان يضطج من بكائه وبكاء المصلين معه. فالشيخ على علم وعبادة وطاعة وزهد في المناصب وتفقد لأحوال طلابه فجزاه الله عنا وعن المسلمين خيرا.
And he also mentioned that the Sheikh is known to give sincere advice to the leaders in secret, as which is well known as the manhaj of the Salaf, and not openly. And he also mentioned many other things about the Sheikh, that he makes hajj every year, start talking about his worship, and that he's known to be fasting the 3 days of every month, and in his worship, mentioned many other things, and also, for example, how he would get to the masjid every day. And in fact, constantly, 24 hours, he's involved in some way or not in teaching people. And it's something I've witnessed myself, and as an example, you can see him, Shaykh, my father. And I'm already, something which I witnessed myself, just to show you how the Shaykh is involved in knowledge. Even from walking from his house to the masjid, there will be people, he'll be walking with them, and they'll be questioning him and he'll be answering. And in fact, it is well known that even a commentary of a small book was completed this way, from the Shaykh walking back from his masjid after Fajr to his house every day until it was finished, because of the lack of time of the Shaykh.
إلى ولاة الأمور وإلى المسؤولين ونفع الله عز وجل بهذه الشفاعات وخدم الله وخدم الشيخ حفظه الله كثيرا من المسلمين في هذا الباب.
And especially after Salat al-Asr, he sits down and meets the people who are need and looks to their concerns and is always involved in writing things or interceding for them. And by Allah's grace and mercy, the Shaykh has helped many a people. May Allah reward him with goodness.
We're going to take one of the written questions before we hand it back to the floor, inshallah.
The question is, person says, our respected Sheikh, many of our brothers and sisters in this country are ignorant to who our ulama are. At present, some of our brothers and sisters refer in specific to Sheikh Muqbil ibn Hadi as a troublemaker and that he is not a scholar. Please give us nasiha about the Sheikh Muqbil ibn Hadi.
Sheikh Muqbil ibn Hadi al-Wadi'i is one of the scholars, and he is a hadith scholar in more specific. And this is the witness of many scholars for him. And this is one of the ways is how to know the scholars. Like the Imam Malik said, I did not deliver the fatwa until 70 scholars admitted me that as I am willing and need to do this. Bin Baz, Sheikh Bin Baz, Sheikh Muhammad Nasruddin Albani, maybe you have heard the last tape. He was asked about Sheikh Rahim and Sheikh Muqbil. Both of them are very known, very Salafi scholars, but Sheikh Rabi' put too much effort in authorizing and writing books. However, Sheikh Muqbil Wadi, he put much effort in da'wah. That's why Yemen is converted now to all mostly Salafi educated da'wah. And Sheikh Muqbil, he got many of his knowledge by the scholars of the Medina. He used to study in the Islamic University, and he does his master's degree in the Islamic University in Kitab al-Izamat wa Tatabbu' for the Darqutni, rahimahullah ta'ala. And those who think that he's made troublemakers, no, there are some يعني, opponents like Sururis or others. They came once and second for him and visited him. And he was cooperating with them, but when things happened later on after the Gulf War, then he knew how they are dealing with him. Then he quit, and then after talking about them, people say he's a troublemaker. In this sense, if you want to say this, you would say also about Imam Ahmad, he's a troublemaker because he was talking about Jahmiyyah and Mu'tazila, and about the Karabisi, and about Abi Thawr, or about whomever got a mistake. So it's not a matter of a troublemaker this way.
The brother's got his hand up there. The mic can be passed, and that's going to be the last question from the floor. Then we're going to have one more written question because of the time. But if we're going to have many an opportunity to ask the Sheikh more questions. With regards to those who are asking specific questions, they can ask the Sheikh themselves in private directly once the opportunity is there, inshallah.
Last question.
Now, the last question will be from the floor because of the time. The floor. I'll pass the mic to the brother at the back.
He can't help.
Yeah.
Yes,
Sheikh.
There is jealous, or there is some people who hate the Sunni scholars. Nobody would say this unless there is something in his heart. There is a book in two volumes called Hayat al-Albani wa Atharuhu wa Musannafatuhu, the life of Albani and his books and his influences. And this author is Muhammad ibn Ibrahim al-Shaydan. He brought about all the scholar things about Albani. Ibn Baz, Ibn Taymin, many, many scholars other than this. It's in two volumes talking about all many scholars saying that he is one of the biggest scholars in the world. Sheikh Abdullah Rahman, Sheikh Zazan, Sheikh Rabi, Muhammad Salih Taymin, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baraz. والله أعلم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
نعم.
نعم. والآن
give the brothers the time to have a break, stretch their legs and everything. If the brothers upstairs can be patient and allow the brothers downstairs to move out and do what they're doing first, thereafter the brothers upstairs can move on. The security will announce that to you. Sister C, can you get your question?